As recently as November, Chambliss insisted he would run again. In an interview with WABE's Dennis O'Hare, the senator responded to a comment from Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed, who said he wouldn't run against Chambliss for his Senate seat.
I don't worry about who's going to run against me or who takes their name out. We're just going to continue to work with folks like him to do what's best for Georgia.
But you are still running for re-election.
Absolutely.
But in a statement today, Chambliss cited political gridlock in Congress as one reason for his decision not to run again. Governor Nathan Deal, who spent 18 years in the U.S. House of Representatives, said he's sympathetic.
I understand the frustration that he is facing, having been in Congress myself for many years. And I think probably the environment there about getting something done is beginning to be more and more difficult every day.
Chambliss also dismissed speculation that he would have had trouble winning against a primary challenger. Although some are starting to guess who might run for Chambliss' seat, the governor played it safe.
Certainly, a United States Senate seat is a high-profile position, and I feel sure that there will be a lot of folks who are interested in it. But to speculate on who those individuals might be, I think, would be very, very premature at this point in time.
The governor said he will not run for Chambliss' seat, but he admitted he made a request of Chambliss before the announcement.
I told him to make sure that he served out his full term because I didn't want the responsibility of appointing somebody to replace him if he decided to quit early. He assured me he was going to serve out his term.
Chambliss has two more years left in his Senate term. He's spent 10 years in the Senate so far. Before that, he spent 10 years in the House of Representatives. Martha Dalton, WABE News.